Welcome to the Bruce Allen Show, a dad's point of view. Hello, everyone that's listening here, there, and everywhere on the internet. This segment of the Bruce Allen Show is sponsored by Shelley's Stereo, my home theater home, my stereo and audiovisual one-stop shop, and I hope yours. Reach them at shelleysstereo.com or 818-716-8500. Tell them a dad's point of view and Bruce Allen sent you there. I had a problem with my universal remote. I called them up and someone's coming over today to take care of it. That's the kind of service they provide. You can email any questions, if you'd like to me anytime at bruce@bruceallen.com. That's Bruce and Sallon, S-A-L-L-A-N.com. That's S like in Shelley's Stereo. You can follow me on Twitter at Bruce Allen, and you can tweet me during the show, which is live on Thursdays at 11 a.m. PST, because I'm a multitasker. But most important, I am about to hit the 3,000 likes mark on my Dad's Point of View Facebook page. So who is going to be number 3,000? I hope somebody will do it soon. It's a milestone. Of course, I'm the kind of guy that cares about size, and I want to get to 4,000 and then 5,000 and keep on going. So I don't know if I'll ever be satisfied, but I love the community we have on our Facebook page, which is truly worldwide. And as I've talked to you about many times before, I made friends with these wonderful kids and a pastor in Ghana, Africa. And Dylan, if you're up there listening to me, I hope you'll put up that photo I just sent you. They have received about 10 or more boxes of books, toys, and other stuff from me, four of them from me, and six or more from listeners and readers. With which they're starting a reading and music club. And they're probably going to be opening up a library. We are going to provide, through the Wright Center for Orthodontics, another one of our sponsors, we are going to provide some refurbished laptops. And it's really makes you feel good to do good. As I have often said, when you do good, you get much more than you ever expect. It's also a tonic for depression or loneliness or anything else. Getting out there and making a difference in the world or repairing the world, as I like to say, is of incredible value. We are almost fully sponsored. I can't believe it. In less than 6 months, A Dad's Point of View, the radio show, is almost fully sponsored. I do have one slot open. I am hoping that my friend Lori at the Daily Bread will take that slot, but it's first come, first served, just like it is for that fantastic, that wonderful dietetic scone of hers that was gone when I stopped by there this morning. Anyway, we have one slop left, and I hope somebody in the area will take it, or anywhere else. You can be the sponsor of our last slot. If you're interested, please do call the station at 805-564-1290 or me, and you can reach me at bruce@bruceallen.com. By the way, my shows are now available on iTunes for free, of course. You just go to the iTunes store, go to podcast, and search for The Bruce Allen Show. All my shows are also available on my website to listen to anytime, anywhere, and to even download and take with you. So that's bruceallen.com. Just go to the radio show tab. Richard, my producer, actually posts the show within literally minutes of our completion when we go live. So each show is up there. The previous several months' worth are all there, and I occasionally listen just to see where I screwed up and hopefully to do better next time. Today's topic, as is the case almost every week, is based on this week's A Dad's Point of View column, which is called My Word is My Bond. You can find my columns on the web almost anywhere if you just search for my name or A Dad's Point of View, but of course they're always on my website, bruceallen.com, or just Google me and you'll find it in some local community where you may be listening and want to see it there. Every time I do a column, every subject I do for the show, I sometimes speculate what's going to touch people, what's not. I'm never completely sure because people are fickle and you never know what's going to appeal to them. But for some reason, this particular column, which just was released on Tuesday, which is just 2 days ago, seems to have touched a nerve. And it has been viewed a lot more than most of my columns have been viewed in just 48 hours. And I think because we're all struggling with this issue of honesty and trust. Obviously, with an election forthcoming, everybody has that on their minds. Of course, historically, we've always had that on our minds when it comes to politics, which I do not discuss on this show, no matter how much you beg me to. But the trust that we used to share between one another, the trust that we used to share in work, the trust that we used to share in business, and the truth-telling. I don't think it's the same. Wayne Levine, who will be my guest coming up, and I were talking a little bit on my drive up to Santa Barbara this morning and sharing the fact that every generation tends to have a feeling that their generation is doing it better than the current generation. I know that's absolutely true about music, and so while I may not like rap, I do know that that's just a generational thing. But I'm not so sure about this trust issue. People don't call back like they used to. People don't follow up like they used to. And the need to involve lawyers in your life, I think, is way overblown. There was a time, as most of you may know, I spent 25 years in show business. I worked mostly as a television producer and an executive. I was head of movies at ABC Television for a number of years. We actually would make deals over the phone or in person, and a handshake deal actually meant something. Now, it would be followed up by lawyers and business people papering it, but we knew that we had a deal. In fact, when I first began in show business, I worked for a small television movie company, and in the president's office was an old ship's bell. And we only made, the company was very small, made maybe two, three, or four TV movies a year. And any time one of the executives would get a call saying from, at that time, of course, there were only three networks, ABC, CBS, and NBC. And when any one of us would get a call saying, we're ordering your movie, whoever got that call would go into the president's office and ring the ship's bell. And we'd all come together, open up a bottle of champagne, and celebrate that we're making a movie based on just getting a phone call saying we're doing it. When my career ended about 25 years after it began, the phrase, I used to reflect on those early days in my career and realize now, and this was 10 or so years ago when I left showbiz, then, and it's, I think, worse now, I don't know when to ring the bell anymore. If somebody says they're going to do something, until it's actually happening, I don't necessarily believe it. If someone says they're going to follow through, call me back, write me back, frankly, I don't know. So I actually find myself complimenting and thanking people for just doing what they said they're going to do, which I also find incredibly peculiar. You said you'd call back, and I say, thank you for calling back. You said you'd respond to my email, and I say, thank you for responding, almost like I'm surprised. And this is a deterioration of a degree of ethics, values, honesty, whatever you want to call it, that this guy, Bruce Allen, finds troubling. So I welcome any other thoughts on this, and I'm certainly going to get where Wayne Levine thinks about this, as well as Pastor Drew, who will be joining us later in the show. Wayne will be our guest for two segments of the Men's Room coming up after the break, which we need to get to, I think, in less than a minute. Again, I want to thank Shelley's Stereo for sponsoring this segment of the Bruce Allen Show. Again, Shelley's is my one-stop home theater stereo and audiovisual place, and it should be yours. You can reach them at shelleystereo.com or 818-716-8500. Remember to tell them that Bruce Allen sent you. We are about to take a break. Again, our next segment is The Men's Room with Wayne Levine. This is The Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View.
Bruce Allen, A Dad's Point of View. Bruce Allen, father of two. Bruce Allen, he knows what to do. Bruce Allen.